Blog Talk Radio.
Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Country artist Christy Bowerly is my guest on this episode of In the Country. She divides her time making music between Nashville and Los Angeles. Her current album is called Show Me Who You Are. Along with her music career, she also has had success with modeling and acting. Christy joins me to talk about her start in music, songwriting, recording, and entertaining. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here, and you're joining us from Nashville this evening.
I am in wonderful, hot Nashville, Tennessee.
And we've had that great weather in Ontario here, too.
Not too hot.
That's good.
Right now it's probably 90 degrees, but last week it was in the triple digits, so it's gotten pretty crazy, the temperature here, I tell you.
Oh, yeah. That's way too hot. You got to keep it. The only thing really hot you want there is the music, right?
That's right, and it is hot in Nashville.
And you started singing, just to go back a little bit, you started putting melodies together before you could basically put sentences together.
And I still have that problem from time to time. No, seriously, yeah, I did. As my mom would say, it's like we would be driving the car, and she remember I would sit in the back seat and just sit there and just sing and make up my own little, and that was my thing. I just love singing melodies, and I never could remember the lyrics to any song, so I always made them up, so I was destined to be a songwriter.
Exactly. And once you started to get a bit older and listening to artists on the radio and various places, who were some of the initial artists that you took a liking to?
It goes back as far as, Loretta Lynn. And I mean, I have a mixture of music, though. I mean, I have like a... Bonnie Raitt, I was a huge fan, Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, Susan Tedeschi, even up to, listening to what Shania Twain was doing. She just blew it up for me. I mean, she just took music to a whole other level.
Yeah.
As far as, myself as a performer and as a writer, she was a big influence in my music, no doubt.
And Bonnie Raitt and Shania Twain, to name just two of those, when we think about them, one thing is they both have a bit of attitude, not a bad attitude, but sort of that personality. Is that part of your music, too, sort of getting out there and having your presence known?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No question. Attitude, yeah, you could sit right up there with me. Good attitude, though. Just, edgy and grindy and fun and, I don't take myself too seriously, so we're having a good time. If we're, if you're at a show, well, I'm going to bring you along for the ride. It's a ride. It's fun, I can. It's definitely, we definitely like to turn on. I've got a great band, and we just like to stay up, and I don't take anything on stage or off, actually.
What's that?
Or off stage.
Or off stage. There you go. Now, when you're performing, do you do a lot of talking as far as about the songs or telling different stories for the crowd?
It depends on the venue. Not all the time. If we're doing a full band rocking thing and we've got a little time, I like to just kind of power through songs.
Right.
When we're doing more of an acoustic, stripped-down songwriters type of environment, like around, then I like to get into more of kind of, the bones of how I wrote the music and what inspired me to write that particular song. So it really depends on the venue and that it, each lends itself to a different environment.
Sure, there's definitely those ones where you want to just perform the song, and some are more the storytelling where you will perform the song, maybe just you and your guitar, and you'll talk about the story behind it. Now, some of your songs, one of the ones we're going to play today, Whiskey Kisses, there's so much meaning behind it. When you play those kind of songs for the audience, can you see the effect it has as you're looking out? Can you see them being moved by the song?
Oh, yeah, you know, because, I mean, I'm writing about life, you know, things that actually, you know, happen. And, I've had people contact me and tell me, or walk up to me and tell me that, you know, that's my life, you know. So, I definitely see how that song in particular, along with several other songs, I've had people contact me or come up to me after a show, and it makes you feel good as a songwriter. You know, I mean, that's what you want. You want people to be able to identify and make that song their own. So as a songwriter, I mean, I've mission accomplished, you know. I mean, that's
right.
I want to be able to reach into somebody's soul or heart and be able to grab them.
And it must be something to know that you wrote the song for your own reasons. It was something, you know, these are things that have happened to you or to people around you, but now it's resonating with that other person and the crowd, and more people are connecting to, you know, what you tapped into.
Exactly, yeah. And, I mean, it's you know, I'm kind of giving them a little piece of me, you know, and you know, kind of telling them my story, you know, in a song. You know,
exactly.
And you know, we're people that, you know, maybe can kind of relate, you know, regardless of what situation may be in their own personal lives. But we're all kind of, you know, it's like I'm opening up for everyone to, you know, to hear, you know, and it's kind of like reaching out and saying, hey, you know, this is me. This is what, you know, this is my story.
Exactly. Can you recall, Christy, the first time on stage when you felt you had something based on maybe the crowd's reaction or how you felt about it, that you had something to pursue with music?
Do I recall when that was?
Yeah, like, can you recall sort of that time in your life when that moment happened, or even that year when it happened, when you felt you were on the right track?
Oh, my gosh. I've always, I mean, it's not just been stage. From the moment that I just started singing, and I mean, I was that weird kid that would lock herself up in a room for hours and sing. I mean, I just knew it's what I wanted to do, you know, and then getting on stage just kind of like capped it to, okay, this is who I am. This is where I belong on stage. And, you know, music makes me happy, you know, being able to create it and be able to sing it and be able to perform for people. That's what I need to do. And there's certain things that fulfill people in life, and that's what fulfills me, you know. So, I mean, my gosh, the first show I ever did, that was a long time ago. We could go back to a long time. I couldn't give you a year, but I can certainly tell you.
No, we won't do the math.
But ever since then, I've gotten the bug, you know. I just, you see a stage or you give me a microphone, and I'm not gonna step down. I'm gonna be all over it, you know, just singing away.
Now, when you're up there performing, you obviously do your own songs that you've written and that are on your albums. Do you do cover songs as well that are quite popular with your audience?
I do, yeah. There's one particular song that I do that people really, really love called "Love Me Like a Man." That was performed by Bonnie Raitt. And eventually redone by Diana Krall. Then I also sing Bring Me Down. That was written and recorded by Miranda Lambert. So those are two songs in particular that I do that I love to sing.
Those are two great songs,
Miranda.
What's that?
Yeah. Any song that Miranda's done, I think, I mean, I love to sing because I love her style. I love her songs.
She's got a great sound, very unique to what she's doing, very country as opposed to the pop side of things. And what about The House That Built Me? There's a killer song for the new generation.
Gosh, that's a good song. That's just such a, you know, as a songwriter, I look at that and go, oh, I wish I would have written that. Like, golly, I mean, those are the things you just look at and dissect and go, okay, now this is what I need, you know. It really,
right.
You know, it's inspiring, you know, on a, you know, melodically and lyrically, and just the way she sings it, and yeah, that's an amazing song. That was number one.
Yep. Amazing mm-hmm. song. So many people relate to it, of course, as listeners and those who cover the song. And it's as you said, I guess as a songwriter, you can look at that and learn from it to write another song that would move people in a similar way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very powerful. Let's turn to one of your songs now, Christy, from your album, Show Me Who You Are. The first one we're going to play is called All About You. What can you tell us about the song?
Mm-hmm. That was a song I was feeling really sassy that day when I showed up for my writing appointment, and my co-writers were guys, and I walked in, and I was just going on and on and on about this guy, and, you know, I just said, I want to write this song, blah, 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 and they're like, oh, brother. They're like, oh, my God, really? And I was like, no, you know, and a lot of my, you talk about the attitude, you know, the sassy attitude, fun attitude came out in
right.
that song. You know, and I'm glad I wrote it with those guys, you know. I mean, even though they're like, oh my gosh, you know, but it turned out to be a lot of fun, and we wrote a really fun song. I love the song, even to this day. I know a lot of girls took that song and put it on their MySpace and put it on their, you know, their Facebook, because it kind of came like the little anthem song. I guess they're going through a little grindy time with their guys or whatever, you know. But it's just kind of like a song where, you know, a girl's just tired of, you know, the guy coming, going in as he please, and she's just putting her foot down and saying, hey, you know what? You're going to respect me, and once you want to grow up and be a man, then, you know, then you can come, then you can call me if I'm here.
Right.
You know, so that's pretty much it. That's
very cool. Well, let's share it now. This is Christy Bowerly and All About You here on In the Country. Country artist Christy Bowerly and All About You. It's great singing there, man. There's so much energy going on.
Thank you. It was a fun song to record.
I'll bet. Yeah, you can definitely hear that. Our listeners can head to ChristyBowerly.com to learn more about you, of course. Yeah, great song there. Let's talk about songwriting for a few moments. Can you take us back, Christy, to when you first started songwriting? Did it come easily to you, or did you have to take a while to understand how it worked?
You know, I mean, I think it's a natural process, really. I mean, you know, like I said, when I was younger, I could never remember lyrics to songs, and I was consumed with music, so I always kind of made it my own. So that was my first step into songwriting. I didn't even know it. I wish I could say it was, you know, hard, but it really wasn't. I mean, somebody would just pick up a guitar and I would just start singing a melody. I mean, it just comes very natural. You know, I mean, lyrically, I mean, you know, as a country songwriter, you know, you have to really dissect the process of writing the lyrics, because they really have to be, you know, when you're competing with people that you have here in Nashville, most, you know, more than anything, you have to be on top of it. But I mean, it's just, I think as long as you stay true when you're writing, and for the most part organic, then you can't go wrong. So I don't think anybody really can.
Now, what are the challenges? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, just for some people try to force it. Just let it be organic. Let it come natural. Just really write from your heart, and that's when you get your best stuff.
That makes sense, because if you're trying to write a hit song and forcing it, it's going to come across that way, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Organic, that's a great way to go. Now, what are the challenges and rewards of co-writing? Is there any tough part about it, and what's the best part about it?
Well, the tough part is that, you know, I mean, you may come up with ideas, but the person you're writing with may not necessarily agree or want to go that direction. So you have to constantly, you know, bounce different things off, or maybe it's the other way. Maybe and that can be challenging when you're not on the same page. However, I love collaborating with people. You know, I'm kind of a chameleon. I can kind of get in and kind of feel where somebody's at. And, you know, I love the collaboration that goes in between two people and ideas, and people, you know, my co-writers think it's something I never would have thought of. And, you know, it's supposed to be a fun process, you know, and you know, if you're not having fun, then you're not, you know, then you may not necessarily be writing with the right person. But for the most part, I mean, not everybody, you know, Jeffrey Steele said it. He said, sometimes you're the one getting coffee. It's like sometimes somebody's really on it and you can't think of anything, and vice versa. There's always one person that might be off getting coffee while the other person's just kind of brainstorming with the idea. You know, it's just kind of know your place.
That's awesome. Before we get to Whiskey Kisses, and we'll get the story behind that, let's take a few moments, Christy, to talk about some of the stuff you've done with acting. You've had some parts in a couple of movies, one with Demi Moore and Corey Feldman. Can you give us a little scoop on that?
Yeah. Well, Demi Moore was Striptease, and she was. I was just talking about her today. She was great to work with. I actually worked on the set for, you know, a good month or so. I went to the premiere in New York with her, and she's a fantastic woman. Corey Feldman, you know, he gets a bad rap, but, you know, he was like, he became like a brother to me. You know, we did a movie called South Beach Academy, and I was kind of this rugged biker, you know, rebel, and you know, he was going through his black hair days and vampire days, but he was really fun to work with. He was a good guy, you know. So they were both really great.
And what was the experience like being at the shoot and in front of the cameras and getting into character and all that? Did that process come pretty naturally to you as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm an entertainer, so, you know, I like to, you know, I mean, I think I'm always still kind of a little girl, because I always love to continue to pretend, in a sense, you know. It's that chance to kind of be creative again, you know. It's like I get to be creative and create a character and be able to perform that, and, you know, and that's what I kind of like to put out some of my songs too. You know, when I'm performing, I kind of put a personality or a character to that song.
Oh, that's great. So that's while you're performing it, you're getting into that character?
Oh, yeah. Like All About You, I'm
right.
My character, you know. Whiskey Kisses, I become a different character. You know, there's a new song, you know, a new song I just wrote lately that kind of parallels Love Me Like a Man, very bluesy, very soulful. It's a completely, you get into it. You know, you become that, you know, you like the lyrics, it's like I'm speaking, you know, the lines from a movie or TV show. I'm actually singing the lines, you know, so yeah.
That's very interesting to hear that. That's a great way to deliver the song. Of course, it's going to add more impact to it. Let's talk about the song you just mentioned, Whiskey Kisses. This is a song you co-wrote. Can you talk about the story behind it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was a little girl who grew up with a father who was an alcoholic. And, you know, I never really knew him any other way. So, you know, there were, you know, we battled and tried to get him to stop, and, you know, there was just the point where we came to realize, well, I mean, he's not going to stop. So, you know, you kind of, you know, everybody's got their thing, and you just kind of have to embrace them and just say, you know what, you're my dad, and I love you regardless. And, you know, I kind of grew up, and, you know, my love never changed. It's just, you know, it just had to, you know, deal with my father, you know, who just love to drink, and you know, it made me stronger, I think, you know, but I loved him the same. So
a pretty powerful song. And when you perform this, do you get a little choked up as you're doing it, a little sentimental?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I really think about the when I really think about it, you know, I kind of get into it, you know, in those moments. Those are times where I definitely think about, you know, I mean, ultimately the truth is I wish I was that little girl that kind of wished that she had the same, you know, a father like most of her friends did, but I didn't. So, you know, this, but when we wrote the song, and I co-wrote it with Trevor Rosen, when we wrote the song, I didn't want it to be the dark side of it. I wanted to show the lighter side of it. I wanted to show okay, you know what? You know, this is the way that I got my dad's love regardless, you know, and that's why, you know, I was just used to whiskey kisses,
right.
You know. So, you know, I wanted to show that, you know, everybody's got their thing and that was his thing and I don't love him any different. So, you know, I get my father's love regardless. So I get him when I get, you know, it's, you know, all about the whiskey kisses.
Well, let's share that song now. Thanks for the story behind it, sharing that with us. This is Christy Bowerly and Whiskey Kisses here on In the Country.
Little girl blue, laying in her bed. Daddy stumbles in home late again with his mistress of the night stained on his breath. He serves a lullaby to put her to sleep. It's a side of him she rarely sees. And he whispers, I love you. She'll take what she can get. Whiskey kisses, a little window of love. For the moment she has whatever little girl wants. And she desperately wishes he was always like this. But the three words on the settles for wind.
out alone tonight. She's laying in bed. Her husband stumbles in home late again as he whispers, "I love you."
Whiskey Kisses, that is Christy Bowerly, and that's from her Show Me Who You Are album. This is In the Country live from Ontario. Great song, very, very well written, and obviously from a very personal place. Where can our listeners buy the CD from, Christy?
They can go to my website, and there's a little link on there that says Luna Chica. You can click on that link and purchase it there or anywhere on my anywhere on my website, yeah, but through probably best, it'd be easier just to go to ChristyBowerly.com and click on the little Luna Chica widget, and that'll take you straight to where you can purchase my album.
Very nice. There's some great songs on there, and I know our listeners will enjoy it. I wanted to ask you about duet partners. Has it ever crossed your mind to maybe the next time you're going to record, go in the studio with a great country male singer? Anybody come to mind? Even if it was
a
dream list?
Oh, yeah. Keith Urban's one of them.
That's always a popular
answer.
I didn't
even have to think. Sorry?
I said that's always a popular answer on the show.
Oh, yeah. Keith Urban. Keith Urban, Brad Paisley. You know, and I wouldn't even mind singing with Blake Shelton. You know, I like his style, too.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, those are great artists. What about on the female side? Sometimes we have the female duets. Any country legend or new female artist you'd like to team up with?
Let's see. Well, you know, I'm trying to think. Country-wise, well, I'd love to sing with, you know who I'd love to sing with? I would love to sing with Barbara Mandrell.
Nice. Love her.
Yeah. I mean, she's... Me too. I mean, I remember watching her when I was a little girl, and she's just amazing. You know, all the instruments she could play and the performance she put on, she's beautiful. I would love to do something with Barbara Mandrell.
You know, she's somebody they don't play as much these days, obviously, on the radio because new people have come along. But, I mean, she had so many great songs and, like you say, just a great person, very entertaining on her TV show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sleeping single in a double bed. I was country when country wasn't cool. I mean, just a
because
class
wasn't
act.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, awesome. We're getting set to wrap up here. Just want to give you a moment here to talk about your goals for 2011. Anything you're looking forward to this year, Christy, to accomplishing?
Yeah, writing some hit songs for myself and for other artists, you know, so I want to get some songs on the charts. That's my goal. And taking this album to a whole other level. You know, I want to get this album, you know, moving up the charts and out there for more listeners to hear and enjoy. And that's it. I mean, most importantly, just getting my music out there to be heard. And thank you so much for playing my music and being one of those avenues out there that are offering that, you know, playing my music. I really appreciate that because to me that's the most important thing is just putting your music out. I mean, I work hard in writing it and recording and it's my passion and then have other people that enjoy what I hold so dear to my heart and, you know, it is my life and then you put it out there for other people to hear. I just thank you so much because that means the world to me.
Well, it's been my pleasure. You sound great. The songs are well written and you sing them so well. Thanks so much for being on the show, Christy. We'll hope to do it again soon.
I hope so, too.
My guest today has been country artist Christy Bowerly. She joined us on the line from Nashville. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.